The Buffalo Police Department will formally begin its accreditation process later this year after it moves into its new headquarters in the former Dillon Federal Courthouse. Captain Jeff Rinaldo explained many of the 110 standards the department will have to meet are in regards to facilities and evidence storage, and it makes no sense to spend on upgrades in its current space. Still, police plan to accelerate the process.
As was stated in the council hearing, that is generally an 18-month to two-year process. However, we believe that we can accomplish it prior to the expiration of this year.
Rinaldo also provided an update on a police body camera pilot project. More than a dozen officers are already trying them. Rinaldo explained to lawmakers that there are circumstances under which the cameras must be turned off, including sexual assault cases and when police officers are in hospitals due to health information privacy laws. Councilmember Richard Fontana was asked if he is okay with that.
Those are based on industry standards, and the standards that we follow, as long as they're widely followed, I'm fine with it. You know, Buffalo doesn't have to be the only place where we do something. If there's industry standards, I'm all for the officers and the policemen telling me that this is the standard. We're going to go with the standard, and we'll see how it works.
Police are also exploring the idea of adding tasers to their arsenal. Rinaldo says they met recently with a manufacturer and are awaiting information, including effectiveness, risks to those tased, and pricing. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.